Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the sometimes messy world of executive dysfunction. We all know that feeling, right? The one where you trip over that last step on a flight of stairs, your brain says, watch out. About half a second too late, and then you spend the next 5 minutes replaying it in excruciating detail? Well, today we're tackling something that trips us up just as often, self-forgiveness. Because let's be real, holding onto guilt is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks, heavy, unnecessary, and seriously dragging you down. You know that feeling when you mess up, and even though everyone else has moved on, your inner critic keeps playing the embarrassing moment on repeat. We've all been there, but here's the thing, self-forgiveness isn't about letting yourself off the hook or ignoring mistakes. It's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and moving forward with kindness towards yourself. Think of it like this. You wouldn't judge a friend for tripping over that same last step, would you? So why hold yourself to a harsher standard? So, how do we actually put self-forgiveness into practice? It's not always easy, but trust me, it's worth the effort. Number 1. Acknowledge and accept your mistakes. This might sound simple, but it's often the hardest step. We tend to bury our head in the sand or make excuses instead of owning up to what happened. But embracing those mistakes, big or small, is the first step towards healing. It's like admitting you need a band-aid. It doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're taking care of yourself. Number 2. Practice self-compassion. Imagine talking to a good friend who messed up. Would you tear them apart? Probably not. You'd probably offer words of support and encouragement, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Number 3. Focus on learning and growing. Instead of dwelling on the past, ask yourself what you can learn from the experience. How can you use this situation to grow and become stronger? Maybe it's time to try a new approach or develop a new skill. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth, so don't waste it. Number 4. Forgive yourself. This doesn't mean forgetting what happened or minimizing its impact. It means releasing the anger, resentment, and guilt you're holding onto. Imagine letting go of that backpack full of rocks. How much lighter would you feel? Number 5. Make amends if necessary. If your mistake hurt someone else, take responsibility and apologize sincerely. Repairing relationships takes effort, but it's worth it for the sake of peace and harmony. Ever felt like you were stuck in a loop of self-criticism, replaying past mistakes over and over again? You know that feeling when every little slip-up feels like a monumental failure? Well, let me tell you, I've been there too. One time, I was giving a presentation at work, something I usually feel pretty confident about. But halfway through, I totally blanked on my key points. My mind went completely blank, and I stumbled through the rest of the talk feeling like an absolute fool. The next few days were brutal. I replayed that moment in my head constantly, convinced everyone thought I was incompetent. But here's the thing, I learned from it. I realized I needed to practice better presentation skills and work on managing my anxiety. Instead of letting that one mistake define me, I used it as an opportunity to grow. And guess what? The more I practiced self-forgiveness, the less those negative thoughts held power over me. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Look, we're all human. We make mistakes, sometimes big ones, sometimes small ones. But holding on to guilt and shame doesn't help anything. It just keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. So be kind to yourself, acknowledge your mistakes, learn from them, forgive yourself, and move forward with confidence. You got this. Remember, you're not defined by your mistakes. You're defined by how you choose to respond to them. So go out there, embrace the journey, and remember that self-forgiveness is a superpower. Use it wisely. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And if you have any questions or want to chat about your own experiences with self-forgiveness, hit me up on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong and keep rocking it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.